really work for everyone. So I know something that Dr. Turnipseed and I have talked about wanting to do is going out into the community. And so I thought it was really cool earlier during the sign presentation, looking at those hubs of the library and these different locations, which might be good to host, you know, FAFSA information sessions during the day or morning sessions to help, you know, provide these resources to anyone in the community that wants to come. And, you know, just really open it up as a hub for, you know, anyone that wants any type of college career, you know, certification help, that we can actually go out to different parts of the community. And we don't necessarily have to just be, you know, restricted to the building at Creekside. And so I think part of building that partnership and the relationship with the city is also finding out the needs of the community, you know, what works best for residents, you know, what time of day, what locations, so that we can provide those resources so that everyone in the community benefits.
Exactly.
Yep. So,
I'm sorry, this is Leonte. I commend you all for the work that you're doing. I'm just curious, how do students join? Is it Avid?
Yes.
Okay, how do students join Avid? And I'm curious to know kind of what's your maximum capacity of students that you can kind of host at this moment?
Good question. So like I mentioned before, we started in 2015 with three Avid sections, and that was about 60 kids. We've now grown to over 200 students, which is a good problem to have. But the kind of double-edged sword of that is we always keep those classes filled, but we have to make sure that, you know, we can actually provide, you know, space in their schedules for them. So we currently have a wait list, but we actually open up recruitment next month. And we usually work with our feeder schools and then current students at Creekside. Teachers can make recommendations, and we don't, my big thing is, you know, if a student is wanting to be challenged, wanting to, you know, look at maybe something through a different lens, maybe, you know, could use a little bit more of a push, we want you to be a part of Avid. We're super diverse in experience and background. And so we're always looking to add to our Avid family, which is what we call it. So we actually put out, you know, if you're interested, and then we contact you, and it's usually a panel of teachers and students that talk to you about why you want to be a part of Avid. And we will do everything we can to make sure that that student has a place. I have very rarely had to, if I mean overcrowding my classes, if I need to, or building out another section, I'm always willing to do that to make sure every student has the opportunity.
That's good stuff. Not to hog the conversation, is this 9th through 12th grade?
Yes, sir. 9th through 12th grade.
Okay.
Yep. And Bear Creek has Avid as well. So I'm currently working with their 8th grade teachers. So if students are in Avid, our goal is we want you to continue in Avid, but I'm also working to recruit students that might not currently be in Avid or might not have an idea about it. And so that way we can kind of continue to build. But the more interest that's there, the more I can advocate for needing the space in the school schedule that supports students.
Okay. Well, I apologize, everyone.
No.
Go ahead. No, please.
So I was recently appointed by Governor Kemp as the state school board rep for District 13.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yes, congrats. Wow.
Thank you very much. And Creekside is in that district. And I also graduated from Creekside in 2002.
Awesome.
So I please use me as a resource. And if Dr. Parks or someone could just maybe connect us at one in the near future. I'm actually supposed to be touring Creekside, I believe, either next week or the following week with the newly elected school board member, Francesca Warren. So
awesome.
I would love to kind of stop by and say hello and put a face with a name.
I'd love that. Yeah. And that goes for everyone. Even just hearing from the students can be super powerful. So even this year, as a part of our program, five of our seniors got into Georgia Tech early action. We have students that got into Emory, Mercer, you know, I mean, across the board. And so we want to build that as like the norm, that whatever you're wanting to do, like Dr. Turnipseed said, that you have the support at Creekside to get there. And so that means building in those resources and building in that sense of community within Fairburn, because our students are actually really interested in giving back. And they ask a lot about, hey, what are some opportunities, you know, for some community service? And I think this could be a really good, you know, jumpstart to that.
Definitely. And I'll make sure that all of the board members have your contact information. Mr. Benton will make sure that you have their information as well.
Thank you very much. One last question, and it's a bit of a silly question, but what's the correct spelling for AVID?
AVID is A-V-I-D. And it stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. So I can send out, I have like a one page kind of s'more that gives a breakdown of everything. So I'll send that to you guys if that's okay. And then, but if you have any follow-up questions, it's also the email or the website for it is avid.org, A-V-I-D.org, to learn more about the organization as a whole.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Can I make a comment? By the way, congratulations, Mr. Benton. Congratulations. It's a pleasure to meet you guys. And I don't want to sound like the bad guy, but I've been trying to connect with your school since I opened my business in 3 years. Not to mention I've had 3 kids to graduate from Creekside. And I subbed at Creekside for 3 years. So I've been around and I had gotten discouraged. So it's great to be a part of this board and to get some names with some faces. A lot of times when people hear that I wanted to create a mentoring program, I have some names that I spoke with and I want to gear it around cosmetology because that's what I do. They don't understand that there's multiple areas. I'm literally in the beauty industry. Mm-hmm. I literally have an interview for the assistant manager. So y'all pray for me tomorrow at a company because I want a salon because I'm in the education side of it. I'm in the side where I'm working with chemists. I'm in the side where I see these people make the product. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little more dedicated to the industry. Yes, I do clients, but I typically do personal clients. I'm an appointment only, but my goal was to mentor. It doesn't matter who, age, girls, boys, it doesn't matter because everybody does hair, but I'm about education regardless. And I think, like I said, when I talked about the hair side, people get caught, oh, she's just trying to teach them how to do that. No, because I'm degreed as well. So I do believe in higher education, not to mention that I teach at Atlanta Area Tech and I do have some dual enrollment students. So education is what I'm about. I am wanted to just speak briefly that I'm a parent from this area. I have my last 14-year-old and you guys need to get on board, get us, because right now I have no desire to send my last child there. You have given me some positive energy and I have to make a decision because he's ninth grade next year. And it's very good to hear what I'm hearing, but I'm one parent and I can tell you, I got about my baby, Dr. Parks can tell you, started playing football at Duncan Park at 6 years old. And I can bring you about 20 parents that would not give Creekside a chance. Like right now that I've been around since our kids have been playing sports in Union City, College Park, blah, blah, blah. And you just have gave me so much energy. Y'all see I'm getting caught up in words because I mean, it's so good. I'm not saying that you guys aren't doing good things. I have some different experiences from my other 3 kids. So I'm basing it totally not off what anybody said. And you heard me say, I literally worked there 3 years. So my experience, but you see, I'm just getting, like I say, I'm losing my words just to hear. And I never doubted that there's great educators because I am one. But not like you guys. You guys have a whole nother level, but I do the adult people. But I just want to say thank you. I definitely want to be involved because my thing is my doors is open to my salon to any student. I don't just teach my students hair. I mentor my students. I look at Facebook and some of them are doing better than me. That's the reward. That's the reward. And we're downtown to help. I'm just so glad to be a part of it. And I'm there career day. You let me know. We all have so many people that we can ask that will reach back. My son is here, is a graduate. He still talks to Mr. Hyman. We are connected, but I need us to get that word out. We need to get this information out because you guys are losing a lot of the community to the other schools that we are, when I say these are great kids with supporting parents, let's go there, that will be in your corner when it's time to go fight for whatever we need in our schools. But I just had to share that. I look forward to working with you guys, and thank you.
Well, let me just say, this is Dr. Trinity. I just wanted to say, because I've been at Creekside since 2002, so I think the young man who said he graduated in 2002, I do apologize that, you know, you reached out, because I am always looking for people to support our young people, because, you know, and I'm that teacher that, you know, I don't poo-poo on any type of career that they are interested in. So if it's cosmetology, or if it's a mechanic, if it's whatever your desire is, I think it's our job to steer them in the right direction. And so that is why Mrs. Lee and I, we have been really talking about ways that we can make it a safe place for our students to be able to say what it is they want to do and feel okay about that. And so we want to thank you guys for having us, and we need to figure out a way to make, to join the community with our school and surrounding schools, so that you guys feel comfortable enough. I know that we are trying to revitalize the PTSA or the PTO, and, you know, that those are the things that we need, so that there, you know, the community is heard. Our principal, he is very welcoming. His door is open. So as a parent myself, I feel that it is important. We don't want to lose students that's in the community, students that can, you know, recycle back and bring back positive energy and pull back to help other students. And so we need to figure out how we can make this connection and make the partners in education, you know, just what it should be.
Right. One quick interjection. That is one of the reasons why, as a board, we are looking at that business development arm. We are in communication with Dr. Pollock and Dr. Bazile about establishing a platform for your program where there's a connection. And it's, I'm very happy that we have board members that can help drive that process in Mr. Benton, Ms. Smith, and offline as we follow up with Dr. Bazile, because we have another meeting on tomorrow. We'll exchange those contact informations and make sure that we're able to put together a collaborative that's going to work. That's what makes the Main Street Board so important in terms of downtown. We're not just going to be businesses just operating solo, but we're connecting to the community and making sure that we're partners together in this moving forward. So we appreciate you all so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here, to show your commitment. And this is what it's all about. You know, Ms. Smith, Mr. Benton, seeing your passion is inspiring. Seeing your passion, Dr. Turnipseed and Ms. Lee, seeing what you do, it is inspiring. And these platforms help connect, because otherwise there wouldn't have been a connection. And see, Ms. Smith, it may send her child next year.
happen. That's, we don't want
right. That's it. You can always throw out.
This will be a conversation. Look, this will be a conversation with my husband when I get off. But I had a coach call me from Banneker last week. They're trying to get him. Wow. They're hunting him down. So
yeah. So Dr. Pollock, Dr. Bazile have already let us know about some further business development opportunities and ways that we can work together. And like I said, during our call tomorrow, we'll make sure we exchange that contact information, so our board members that want to be a part of your task force, we can collaborate together and keep this conversation going.
Awesome. Okay, I have a couple of comments. I've been in economic development for a little over 20 years. And one of the things that when I'm at the board, in the boardroom, and trying to solicit business or development into a city, the first question that always, and these are multi-million dollar deals, but the first question that's always placed on the table is, who or where's your workforce? Mm-hmm. Where's the workforce? coming from. So the thing is, cities have to work alongside with the school system. We know that. And we know there is not a continual line, but it's somewhat broken a little bit. And that's why you two are, and also other people of the school system, reach out to the cities on a regular basis. Why there's a broken line, I don't know. I can't explain it, but there it is. So I think that in the words of Ms. Smith here, that we as cities do need to do a better job of connecting with its schools, because when you don't, then people in my profession cannot solicit or get businesses to come into our prospective cities. Right. Now, I do know that the going trend now is not so much of college degrees, but the growing trend now is certifications and technical schools. That's where the world is going towards, because the student loan debt from colleges is so enormous. We'll never be able to pay it. I mean, kids will probably pay a student loan until 50 and 60, you know, I mean, and using past President Obama and Michelle Obama as an example, they just paid off their student loan from Harvard and Yale in their 50s. And that's when they got a book deal. So the trend now is going back to when I was in high school towards trade school and getting certification and mentorships. Now, I do know I was part of a conversation with the industry, and I think it was a great mentorship or an apprenticeship where they took kids from high school from a different level, I think like 10th, 11th, 12th grade, something like that. And they took those kids and they mentored them, or they had them to come in and work in that company so many hours per day. And so when that child or children, whenever they graduated, they went on and worked for this company, this particular company. And within 2 to 3 years, that student was making over $50,000 a year. And that's a great salary to start off when you're like 21, 22, you know, years old. But it was a great program, but it was an apprenticeship program. And a lot of companies are starting to do that. And as well as a lot of businesses are taking children from high schools and they are mentoring them in different type of businesses. So my question to you all, in this program, is there a type of like an entrepreneurship side to this?
So yes, because, I can speak on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. One of the things I also deal with in my aspect, in my RAM, is small businesses and entrepreneurship. So is there?
Okay. So we do have, with work-based learning, there is an apprenticeship component. We have had, it's been a challenge trying to get businesses to commit to hosting students for it's usually for a year, and they have to get, I think, like about 2,000 hours to put in to, you know, for it to be an apprenticeship. And then eventually they will go on to hire. There are a lot of challenges with work-based learning. Like I mentioned before, I've been at Creekside since 2002. And so transportation has always been it has crippled a program at points, because of course there is no bus line, not unless students walk, you know, from Creekside to the main street. And so because of that, you know, if it is not anything where a student can get to, you know, with a parent, and a lot of parents aren't able, are not wanting or not able to commit to taking students outside of the community, because that's, to be honest, where a lot of the interest comes from. And so if they have to drive downtown, or if they, you know, the commitment with transportation has always been an issue. So to answer your question, yes, we do have work-based learning is a part of, well, the umbrella is work-based learning. And then you have, of course, apprenticeship, job shadowing. We want companies, in fact, last year, I almost had a company to commit to actually coming to us and getting a group of our students, taking them back to their company and doing job shadowing that way, because again, transportation is an issue. Mm-hmm. So their students, we have the students, we have the human capital, we have the students that are, you know, willing to be, you know, the workforce. We just need the commitment from businesses that would like for our students. And we also need the input. What do you want our students to have? What are some of the skills that they need to have? What, you know, what are you looking for? And so, you know, apprenticeship is great. Work-based learning, it's great. One thing that I must say is that, you know, it has grown. When I first arrived at Creekside, a lot of the students did work at the, the warehouses and the factories. And that's just because their parents worked there. Mm-hmm. So they were able to get jobs there. And then, you know, a lot of our students work out of necessity. And so if I give them the opportunity to do an internship and I say, well, I have a non-paid internship for you, they want to do it, but the bottom line is that they need that income. And so a mm-hmm. lot of businesses are not willing to, you know, supplement the income. And so our students are having to choose. They can't see beyond, you know, the $7.25 an hour and think, okay, if I commit to this job, and I tell them, perhaps they will find the money to pay you, but they can't commit to that just because what they see is they need money to pay for senior dues, or they just need the money. And so we're trying to retrain them, not necessarily retrain them, but help them to see the benefit of doing an apprenticeship, of committing to a year of interning non-paid. So that if this is something that ultimately you want to do when you graduate, this is the perfect opportunity for you to see if this is what you thought it would be, rather than spending 2 years in college and you find out that this is not mm-hmm. anything that you thought. And so work-based learning is, there's so many benefits to it. It's just that there are a lot of challenges as well. And so we are needing the support of not only the community, but, you know, our parents, our students have to buy into the program. It just has to be an overall buy-in from everyone, because it is beneficial. It's almost like you get a chance to try things out before you actually commit after high school. It saves mm-hmm. you time too, because what if you don't want to be a, you know, and it's funny because as a teacher and as work-based learning, you know, if I ask a student what they want to do when they grow up, they come up with like these elaborate, you know, mm-hmm. careers that they can't even spell if I ask, and not to be, you know, but mm-hmm. like, let's be real. Like, is this something that you really want to commit time to? And so let's, you know, and that's why we were talking about a safe space, so that they can really say, well, you know what? I really don't want to go to college. I really do. You know, and I mentioned this every time I went to a conference last year, and the guy mentioned that there is not a job shortage. There is a shortage of skilled workers.
Exactly.
So there are jobs out there, but our kids are not skilled, and they don't even see themselves doing this, because someone has made them feel like if they don't go to college, then they can't be successful. And so we have to stop that, and we have to change the narrative and say, no, here is the avenue. Is this something that you can see yourself doing? You know, I think someone mentioned Mr. Hyman. Mr. Hyman has been at Creekside almost as long as I have. And those students, they can see them because of the passion that he has for, you know, agriculture, they see themselves being able to potentially do that. And so we have to be able to expose them. And so, yes, ma'am, we do have apprenticeship. We do have job shadowing. We do want to connect so that students can go to these companies and see what it's really like. We need to break some barriers.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, Clayton State, they have a great technical school, even though it is a four-year college, but it's a great technical school and certification school. I was in a conference one time, and the president of the school spoke at this conference, and he stated that everyone was not meant to be a doctor or lawyer.
No, man.
And if you look at it, and no offense, Dr. Turnipseed. But he stated that we need mechanics, we need plumbers. And he said, you know, if something goes wrong with your plumbing, you don't go to a lawyer to fix it, you go to a plumber. And I do know, I mean, when I was growing up in high school, it was this guy who graduated with me, and he went through a mentorship as a plumber, and he's easy been making in the six figures. So what you were saying is true. We found that there are more jobs opportunities than it is people to put them in that job. But however, in the negotiations, we find that those people don't have the skill set for that particular job. And that becomes a problem for workforce placement, which becomes a problem for companies who want to come into your city. So yeah, there is some type of disconnect. There's a lot of disconnect. So maybe with this program, I think it's an awesome program. It's an awesome program. And maybe with this program, we can just fine tune it for Fairburn, for Creekside, to connect the two with not only the high school, but the various businesses within Fairburn, from the hotel industry to the warehouse. Now, warehousing is not like your mama's warehouse.
Exactly. The technology and the logistics that they use now.
Exactly. Exactly. It's way over my head, but so with the different industries here in Fairburn, I think it would do good to connect the schools and the business owners too. So it's a great, I think that's a great program.
Very good. Or I'm on board. So whatever we can do, I get excited when I talk about it, just because, you know, I have children and we're not in that area, but I would want someone to steer or to help navigate my kids in the right direction so that they are making choices that will benefit them, you know, for some time to come. And so, and not to make them feel like, you know, they have to do it one way in order to be successful.
Definitely, definitely.
Right.
I want to say two things right quick. First of all, I appreciate you all tonight with this information. And I was just in a meeting on yesterday, and they was talking about how the state of Georgia is releasing a lot of money in the agricultural area. And Creekside was talked about that the plan is to do a project with Creekside to develop an agricultural project that will be the state of the art. So when you mentioned agriculture, I'm excited to hear about that because it's already in place and it'll be an enhancement. However, I want to ask the question, and probably this is for you, Ms. Abernathy, that Creekside is not in the city of Fairburn.
Yes.
So do that compose a problem with them being a school in South Fulton? And because, you know, we always looked at Creekside being ours until they drew the district line of the city. Right. So do we still, can we still partner with them when they are in another city?
Thank you so much, Apostle Jones, for that question, because we did investigate that. Director Peace told me before I get started down this vein, you need to research, which I did. So the great news is no, Creekside itself is not within the city of Fairburn, but we have a large percentage of students who are Fairburn.
Right.
So we are able to do that because of the Fairburn students who are residents.
Okay.
And the ones that we showcase and highlight and partner with will be city, they will be residents of Fairburn. And that's why I was saying Dr. Bazile.
Well, fantastic.
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Bazile and Dr. Pollack are working with us on how to manage that properly.
Okay, fantastic. Because I know we definitely have a lot of students that it, that is a resident of the city of Fairburn. But I was just wondering, all this good potential and knowledge and everything, are we putting a cart before the horse?
No, ma'am. So we did carve out a way of how we can work together. And it really, I want to say that the genesis of this was a couple of our business owners wanted to honor the honor roll students. And so the conversation came up then, well, they're Creekside and Creekside is technically South Fulton. But then when we looked at the addresses, a lot of the students that were, Dr. Bazile checked, they are Fairburn residents. So the way that we do it is we create partners in education, city of Fairburn, and we have a pilot project that really focuses on the Fairburn residential students. Out of the program.
Fantastic. Okay. All right. Feel better now.
Right.
Because I'm hearing all this information. I'm like, oh, wow. Now this information is going to South Fulton, not us. Wow. Okay. Great.
Right. So that's how we'll partner. And again, ours is from one of the things that Dr. Pollack, and we're again so grateful for Dr. Turnipseed and Miss Lee, he sent them on his behalf. But one of the things that we're kind of in the meeting on tomorrow offline are really focusing on the business component. But he wanted you all to have his quote before the ask to make sure that you really knew who they were and why there should be a business investment in a partnership. And from the passion that everybody has, and we all know what the ask, why the ask, so to speak. So, yes.
Well, great.
Well,
okay.
If there are there any other questions or, because we're over our time a little bit. So the rest of the part.
That's fine. Very good information.
Okay. Well, listen, I got to get off and get ready for another meeting at 9 o'clock, y'all, that I'm not quite prepared for. So I'm going to say good night to you because I haven't even gotten out my car yet because I didn't want to drop you. So I will say good night to you all, and Rhonda, inform me on anything out that I miss, okay?
Okay, will do.
Okay, right, be blessed.
Apostle. Thank you, Apostle James. Okay.
Bye-bye.
So Chair, if you want to go ahead and wrap us up, the last part, I don't know, Dr. Parks, if you can just scroll all the way down to the last part and we'll pick up, before the question Q&A, we'll pick up during our next meeting on the other portions. But the committee assignments are as follows. In our next meeting, we'll go more in detail about committee assignments. The team members that are designated on those committees were based upon the last conversation. If there needs to be any corrections on that, please send me an email during the week and we'll flush out some of the projects. This education part, a component will be under one of the committees and that will be probably the economic vitality. So if you're interested, I'm gonna probably need to add Mr. Benton and Mr. Smith to the education committee. And anyone else who wants to be a part of that. Eventually you will be responsible for following up with the team, Dr. Turnipseed, Ms. Lee, and keeping that communication going. But with that said, if there are no questions, Dr. Turnipseed and Ms. Lee, thank you again for being on our call. And thank you for bringing all of your passion in, about education and the process. We appreciate you, and we'll be sure to share your information. I see Ms. Lee is still on there.
Yes,
were there any other?
You.
Yes, thank you. And I'll put it back in the chair's hand, and we can just go ahead and adjourn.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. And also thank you to Ms. Lee and Dr. Turnipseed. And I know that name from someplace, Dr. Turnipseed. So I think I met you or someone somewhere with that name. But I want to thank you for your presentation. It was very enlightening. And I may consider working on that committee, because I have some ideas, I believe, that can benefit the children, you and your school system. So, but do we have any other questions or any other concerns from the board members?
No questions or concern. I just want to make sure that if the representatives from Creekside, if their information was sent to us, so that we can reply and volunteer as well.
Definitely. I'll make sure that that's forwarded over to you, the contact information, on tomorrow. Yes.
Thank you. And I just want to say, because I know a lot of you have, you know, especially Ms. Smith, you were talking about, you know, being a parent and having your experience. We want people to keep their children in our feeder pattern, right? It builds up the community. And we want students, parents, like to have a sense of pride in our feeder pattern. And so feel free, you can always like use my name if you want to reach out. Like, I can have, I'm very open and honest and transparent. So if there's anything or any other parent that might have concerns, feel free. I'll send my information along too, and you can always reach out to me, because we want our students to stay, you know, in that feeder pattern. We want them to thrive, and whatever that we can do to support that, just know that, you know, we're in your corner on that. So.
Okay. Any more comments?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, since this is an official board meeting, can I say this, Sylvia, Ms. Abernathy?
Sure.
Do I have a motion to adjourn the February 16th, 2021 meeting of the downtown Main Street meeting? Do I get a motion from anyone?
Motion to adjourn.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. The motion was carried by Mrs. Smith, and it was second by Mrs. Bracey. The time now is 8:43. So the next meeting is March 23rd?
March 16th
at 7 o'clock. So please mark your calendars. And if all hearts and minds are clear, I want to say thank you.
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 Great meeting. Enjoy your evening.
Yeah, you too. Everyone, enjoy and be safe.
Oh, okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.